many festivals this time of the year. Our next guest can't figure out if he's coming or going. Is it a Polish festival? Is it pork rinds? What is it? What am I eating? What am I drinking? What's going on? Where am I? He screams often in the middle of the night in places he doesn't recognize. Ron Rademacher, travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, and a guy who holds the record for getting lost in the back roads of Michigan more than anybody else. The Back Roads Report brought to you by the Benzie County Visitors Bureau. Make it Benzie County. We're northern Michigan. And here he is, folks, with pork rinds on his breath and a cold brew in his hand. Ron Rademacher, everybody.
Good morning, Steve. It's a little early for the brew, but the pork rinds, you are spot on, as they say.
It's not just for breakfast anymore. No, wait a second.
It's not.
There you go. Come on, Ron, between you and I?
Yeah.
I've had beer at this time of the day.
Oh, absolutely, especially when I'm camping.
Yeah. Are you camping right now?
I'm not camping right now. Usually, this time of day, I would have been out fishing, would be having my fresh-caught trout breakfast. And nothing goes with that like a nice craft beer, man.
You got that right. All right, so what's happening? Where do you want to start? I always love the this thing that you've added recently. The road trip of the week is cool. I like it.
Great. I'm glad you like that. We're going to continue that for a while. It's going to change because, I don't know if you've been to your northern compound lately, but the light up here has changed. And mornings are what we would call a night fresh.
Oh, it's so, getting a little crispier.
It is. So in a month or so, we're going to change the road trip of the week to be color tour of the week. So everybody wants to come back for that. But, yeah, so this week, Michigan doesn't have a state fair anymore. It was wiped out, I believe it was during the Granholm administration. Escanaba and the Upper Peninsula, they said, well, we'll have it. So the Upper Peninsula State Fair is this coming weekend. Starts actually tomorrow. And two big events up there you have to go to. You know about the big controversy with Mountain Dew?
I don't.
About that?
No, let's hear it. Oh, yeah. Wait a second.
A couple of weeks ago, they're giving away cases of Mountain Dew. And
right.
They showed the Upper Peninsula of Michigan on their map as being part of Wisconsin.
No, I did know that. So they said, we'll make it up to you.
They are. This is called corporate responsibility and taking accountability. They will have employees at the State Fair in Escanaba all weekend in the dunk tank. And so anybody who's got a burr under their saddle about where the UP is can go there and throw baseballs at the target and knock these people into the dunk tank. Just great corporate accountability. I love it.
So the Upper Peninsula State Fair. Oh, that'll be good, eh, Ollie? Oh, yeah, sure.
It's been going on for ever since the last State Fair was shut down. They've done it. This thing is huge. 80,000 people will show up.
Yeah, sure.
And if you only get there for one day, surely. Listen, if you only get there for one day, go see the Great Lakes Timber and Lumberjack Show. It's these guys who live up there, and they do log rolling.
Oh.
And they have contests between the cross-cut cutter with a log and the guy who's got a chainsaw. These guys are hilarious. Take my word for it.
I believe you. I'm with you. All right, good. I like the sound of that. That's in Escanaba. You can do that either in the daylight or into moonlight, right? I got you.
Into moonlight, yep.
Yeah, you got it. All right, so where else are we going?
Well, on the way there, on the way back, you could always stop in Manistique. They got Hops on the Bay, Hops on the Harbor, excuse me, which means burgers and beer. And if you don't get there for that, I'll just tell you, my friends at the Tap 21 Tavern in downtown Manistique have one of the top 10 burgers in the state. I don't know what they do to it, but I got it. My mouth is watering talking about the burger. Those guys.
You're a connoisseur of that here. Tap 21 in Manistee. All right, good. All right, so let's drop beneath the bridge. Let's go trolling.
Yeah, we can go trolling. Yeah. Well, of course, Gaylord this weekend. It's the Otsego County Fair. This is August, so harvest time is coming. Everybody's having their harvest festivals. All the counties in Michigan, 83 of them, have a county fair. The Otsego County Fair, this is their 137th year. So hats off to those guys. And they're still doing it the old way. You got cowboys and cowgirls out there. They're going to have horse pulling where, the horses pull logs. And, of course, what would a county fair be without a demolition derby?
Well, exactly.
Yeah, so we're gonna get that going up there in Gaylord.
Good. I used to like when they used to like run combines against each other. Of course, I'm sick that way. Yeah, I love that. I do. Anyhow,
Now they do riding lawnmowers.
So they've been doing
riding lawnmower sprint races. Yeah, these guys are something.
Yeah, I've seen that too. Lawnmowers. 1882, they kicked it off there. So I guess it's been going on for a while. All right, so further to the south, we dive and we venture south, further south, ever south.
Ever south. There's a lot of stuff going on. Everybody's got stuff going on this time of year, so you got to get out there and do it because fall is coming. The Armada Fair is this weekend. This one has been doing the same thing for 100 years, and it's really about agriculture and kids, and they're teaching kids about farming and about farm animals. And you got all, and they have their old school. They have a homemaker of the state contest. So I think that has to do with apple pie. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I love apple pie. But it's not peach cobbler is really my thing. I mean, I kid you, but
yeah. And listen, hey, and that cherry cobbler, man. There's some people around the state who know how to do that. So they got vendors there, kids' activities. They will have a livestock auction. If you've never been to one, you can go to one of those where the guy and he talks really fast, and then you spent your money.
There you go.
And they got eating contests. So if you want to go and eat apple pie, they got eating contests.
What do you mean? I bought a goat. How did I buy a goat? Never mind.
Anyway. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, why is this goat tied to my?
I was scratching my head.
Darling?
I didn't buy no darn goat. I was scratching my head. You bought a goat.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah, that's Ray the goat. He's now yours.
Yeah.
So, this is the last weekend, by the way, of the year for the Wing Shooting 101 at the Rose Lake Shooting Range in Bath. This is where we talk about gun safety. This is where 16 years and older, in a very controlled environment, but without having to have anything fancy, they teach the kids gun safety, and it's all about clay target shooting. This is the last weekend of the year for that.
All right. So if you want to get involved with Ron Rademacher, good Lord, think about that before you do. Think about that. MichiganBackroads.com. 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 Every county has a county fair. All these little towns have festivals. Ron wants to see yours and tell the world how great it is. It's MichiganBackroads.com. Ron, wipe that silly grin off your face and get back out there and eat fried food, would you please?
I'm headed up to the Escanaba, to the state fair in Escanaba. I'm going to see my buddies doing the log rolling again. They're fantastic. I'm going to put a video of them up on the website here in about half an hour.
Mystery meat on a stick. Yeah, you can enjoy that, too. All right. Thank you.